MZTV.
Well, good morning, everybody. To the woman who cut my hair, I don't know. This is fixable, but I don't know what's happening here. It can't be tamed, it's untamable. I put it out like this, and it doesn't look good. I put it down like this, and it just can't be tamed, but I'll fix that. And I wanted to thank everyone for your very loving, caring comments on yesterday's show. I read them all, and I appreciate your love and support. It's just amazing, the outpouring of care that you have for me. It makes a difference. It really does. And, you know, I feel the same way about you, and the body of Christ suffers together. And there's no more evidence of that than what you showed me yesterday. So from the bottom of my heart, in the middle of Ohio, thank you very much. It's going to be another weird show today. It's Friday morning. I'm still in Canton, Ohio. This is the place of my birth. I was born here in 1959. I'm at my sister's house. I look like shit, I noticed, but that's okay. My sister's lived in this house since for 30 years. 30 years, so it's a home away from home. So one of the reasons I was in Ohio, besides going to the doctor, the dentist and the doctor, and by the way, you know, I haven't heard anything about this. The worst case scenario is not likely, you know. The doctor mentioned something about the possibility of a fungus, but still, it F's with your mind. And you all know about this. Many of you have suffered worse things than I'm going through, but it's weird how when you have an earthly problem, you really focus on it and you forget about the snatching away. Like, I haven't really concentrated on the snatching away. Why? That's the only thing I should be thinking about. But the things of the world loom large when there's a worldly issue. And I know everybody's dealt with this. So I never have really judged anyone who has trouble setting their mind on things above. I mean, it's difficult to do. But I still encourage people to, and I'm encouraging myself to. So, yeah, I'll let you know when the thing comes in. That's awful topic, really. It does make you realize how fragile these bodies are. On the other hand, it makes you realize how intricate and amazing the body is. I was sitting there at Dr. Ash's office in North Canton, and he had all these, like, plastic jaws. He's a jaw guy, right? Everybody specializes today. I suppose there's a tongue guy. I suppose there's a roof of the mouth guy. Oh, when the dentist puts the needle in the roof of your mouth, damn it. Damn that procedure, let me tell you. Anyway, so we had all these like glass jaws with these teeth, and I'm looking at all these fake teeth in these little demonstration jaw bone things, and I'm thinking, look at the intricacy. Look, God designed these teeth. And just the detail on the teeth, He designed them to mash food, and just the mouth is its own microsystem. It's its own world. So these doctors have to specialize because the world is so detailed and exotic. There's probably a lip guy, probably an upper lip guy and a lower lip guy. Just the mouth alone. It's amazing design. And then when you start expanding outward, you get to the brain and everything. It's like, we have an amazing God, and he hides himself from most people. We're, speaking of that, another reason I came to Ohio, a major reason, was that my son Paul, my Christian son Paul, wanted to talk to me and my sister Kelly and my oldest son Gabe. You know, I've talked about Paul a lot. I've been very critical, but even while doing so, I've acknowledged to you that he's a loving man, a strong man, a good family man, a great son. I loved raising him. And but as you know, there was an issue. We have theological differences, to say the least. And he had prohibited me from seeing my grandkids, which was a terrible evil, as you know. And I shared that with you because I share everything with you, obviously. Yeah. So he wanted to talk. I think he felt like he overdid that. He felt like it wasn't the right move. He reconsidered, and he wanted to talk to us. So we had a big meeting at his church yesterday. That's right. Martin Zender went to a church in Marion, Ohio. But no photographs were taken. There's no record of it. But I was there. I'm not going to tell you where or what church. And please, I don't know who did this, but somebody, a couple people have sent my son emails. I don't know how. I don't put his address out. I don't put anything personal from his out. I probably mentioned the church, my bad. And a couple people emailed him, please don't, because they weren't good emails. I don't know why anyone would do that, but please do not send my son any emails. Thank you. Good or bad, just please let him live his life. I'll be the one who, stirs the waters. So it was a real church council, man, yesterday. We went from 11 to 4:30. Just the major, two major takeaways. One, Paul was immune to everything we said. Absolutely immune. I've never seen anyone more immune to incoming light. On the other hand, this young man is so mature to be able to take the criticism. I mean, I wrote that book, as you know, Christianity's Final Solution, and the young man in the story is him, and he read some of that book out loud at the table. And after he read it, I just said to him, Paul, I admire you for being able to stand up under this and to, even though I think you're wrong, to stick to your guns and to not like throw me out of your life completely. 'Cause I took a hell of a chance. I took a hell of a risk writing that book. It was my, I told him this. I said, this was my last ditch effort to reach you. I wanted to reach you. And I thought, I got to let it all out. I said, I did it in love. And you know what he said? His taking away the grandkids from me was also a last ditch effort to reach me, to stop teaching grace. Because he loved me and he was worried about what would happen when I met Jesus. He told me that again yesterday. I was worried. I'm worried about what's going to happen when you meet Jesus. I said, yeah, I worry the same with you. So we got it out, man. It was amazing maturity for two people to be able to sit there. And this young man was stoic. And again, I've never seen anybody more locked up in what he believes. So that wasn't, it was amazing, absolutely amazing, to be honest with you. But I love him just the same. But the other big takeaway, besides no progress was made in that department, he's set in what he believes, and he did what he did out of love. I'm set in what I believe, and I did what I did out of love. We purposely hurt each other badly because we were desperate for the other to come to. He wants me to come to the side of, you know, eternal torment, limited grace. Human sovereignty. I wanted him to come to. God's the savior of all. God is operating all things in accord with the counsel of his will. The purpose of the eons. Ladies and gentlemen, I went on a rant. It was a peaceful rant, but the Spirit of God came on me about 3 hours in. And I said to my son, I said, Paul, just imagine, if you can, for 1 minute, that all of creation is going to end in God. That after all the judgments, after the great white throne, after the Gehenna of fire, after the second death, after all these judgments, God will be on. And I went for 15 minutes and I gave my testimony and I had tears in my eyes and I just laid out God's plan of the eons. And I'm looking over at my sister Kelly. She has tears streaming down her face. I'm looking at Gabe. He's mesmerized, and Paul is steeled against it. None of it penetrated. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. So he's on his course. I have to respect that. I've done everything to get him to come to this side. He's done everything to get me to come to that side. Ain't happening. Either way, so it's always a God thing, but now it seems it's more of a God thing. You know what I mean? It's like I'm done with the relative. Paul says after one and a second admonition, you know, and for me it's like after one and a 320 second admonition, refuse. So there it is. But to Paul's credit, to his great credit. And I love him for this. And he'll probably be watching this show. Thank you, Paul, for opening the door again for me to see my grandkids. I don't want to give any personal information about anybody, but I will show you a photo that was taken after the meeting. We went to Paul's farmhouse, and the kids were happy to see me. I was really happy to see them. I bought them a couple of presents, the hats and the sunglasses. And I bought the youngest one a soccer ball, the oldest one a skateboard. But I screwed up because the youngest one went for the skateboard and the oldest one went for the soccer ball. I said, I tried, you know. It was beautiful. I loved it. So thank God and thank you, Paul, for that. So I'm here. And I still have a show in the can, a real show that I made on, I don't know, before I left Fort Lauderdale, Monday, Sunday. I'll run it maybe Monday with a notation saying that, you know, this show was recorded several days ago. But I might make another show like this for you before I leave Ohio. I'm leaving on Sunday. Kelly's driving me up to Cleveland. I go back to Fort Lauderdale. Go back to vacation land, USA. Which is, you know, like I said to you yesterday, I'm a stranger in a strange land, no matter where I am. Oh, I forgot to show you this coffee mug that Kelly has that I'm using. It's an LGBT coffee mug. There's L. G, there's B, and there's T. So we're very politically correct here. If you got to live somewhere long term, if you have to live somewhere in the Xeon, Fort Lauderdale is not a bad place. But I feel a special connection, of course, to the dreary Canton, Ohio. Yeah, the cold, the dreary, the rainy, the misty, the overcast, the occluded, and yet the beloved by me, Canton, Ohio. Grace and peace to you all.